Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready to find out what's going on with the Padres? Nobody gives you inside access to the Padres like we do. Let's take you inside the executive suite at Petco Park. It's the Management Report on Friar Friday, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
And Woods, we're very excited to welcome back to Ben and Woods, the Padres Senior Director of Player Development, Sam Gainey. I know the Padres aren't going to the playoffs this year, but wouldn't you agree, Woods, Texas and California are really big, relevant states. They have two teams that could end up as the champions of Texas and California. Texas League, California League playoffs continue tonight. There are some promising minor leaguers. Sam, good morning to you. It's good to have you back on.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me back. As you guys mentioned, we're kind of at a fun part as we playing a little extra baseball here into September. I'm actually down in Arizona this morning for our we're in the first week of our fall instructional league program, which is also a very exciting time for us. And as you guys mentioned, we've got a couple ball clubs trying to win their respective leagues. They're both of those series are 1-1, so I will actually be heading north to Visalia in the beautiful Central Valley this evening to check in on game 3 of the California League Championships.
And Sam, how does that all get decided? You always just hear, oh, he's going to play winter ball, or he's going to Instructs, or he's going to Arizona. Like, how do you guys decide who goes where and when and why and how?
Honestly, it's a process that kind of begins, pretty much a couple months ago in the summer. Probably starts with the draft class as you kind of I think we've talked previously about, the 30 guys up our, our 2019 draft class, and kind of thinking about their workloads, based on their, before they got to us, and then what they gave us this summer in rookie ball or short season ball, as well as some of our young July 2nd signings. But then it's also looking at, players throughout the rest of the organization and, who would benefit by coming to Instructs, which for us is a 3-week program. Right now we have 63 players. We have some inter squads going this morning, and Instructs is a very fun time for us because it's very much a cross section of the organization. You have guys, coming from AA level, or, potentially are coming to work on something very, very specific, perhaps tightening up a breaking ball or making a minor swing modification, things like that. And you also have guys at the very other end of their careers. Today we will play a 4.5 inning inter squad game, and we'll get to see the professional debuts of a couple of our young 16-year-old kids who signed in July. We have two position players who are big signees, one out of Panama, Reggie Preciado, and one out of the Dominican Republic, Ismael Mena, and two pitchers from Venezuela, Brian Medina and Luis Gutierrez. So these will actually be there. It'll be kind of a quiet, unknown inner squad game on a Friday afternoon in Arizona, but it'll be these guys' first real professional game. So they're conversations that have honestly been taking place throughout the entire summer as we kind of think about what's best for these kids as they wrap up their season and think towards 2020.
Sam, you mentioned you're going to Visalia tonight for the California League Championship Series with Lake Elsinore, Amarillo's in the Texas League Championship Series. How much value, though, do you guys put on playoffs in the minor leagues? Because, honestly, during the season, the minor leagues are a place for development. That, the development of players takes precedent over wins and losses. You won't necessarily manage always to win. You're going to protect arms even more so than you do on the big league level. So is there value in winning a postseason title or even competing for one for these young players in your mind?
Absolutely. And, obviously you mentioned we have two clubs that are still going. We had our short season Tri-City club in the Northwest League. They had an exciting finish to their season. They went all the way to 5 games against the Diamondbacks affiliate on Wednesday night. And 2 days later, a handful of guys from that club are already out here. But for us, it's definitely not a one or the other when it comes to kind of the prospect of developing our players with winning alongside. Definitely at the end of the year, we look up and, with our prospects and all of our players, we want to see them getting better in areas that we think are going to help them be productive members of the organization at the minor league level and hopefully at the big league level. But there's a realness to them playing as a group, and we take pride, honestly. Typically we are going to be, the last couple of years we've been very, very young, if not the youngest clubs in all of our respective leagues. Obviously we have a very, very young team at the major league level. So I think the challenge is even an additional one. It's like, we know that you guys are young, but we expect you guys to be very, very competitive, and the expectation is that we're going to win throughout the system. So it's very fun to be playing these competitive games and these meaningful games, fighting for something to play in the year.
We're talking to Sam Gainey, Padres Senior Director of Player Development, here on Ben and Woods this morning on a Friar Friday. And, yeah, I mean, you talk about meaningful games, and I think that's something that I know the fans here in San Diego are clamoring for. And you know, it was down near the ballpark the other night, and you know, you just think about, hey, it's September. Imagine the energy if these games against the Cubs actually meant something for both teams. And look, I know your job is to develop those players, get them ready for the big leagues. What is the biggest challenge when you see a guy like Ty France just mash at AAA, and you see Luis Urias just crush and make adjustments, and then they come to the big leagues and struggle? What I mean, I know it's very hard to play in the big leagues. Not everybody can do it, but what's the biggest challenge in getting them from AAA to the big leagues and making them successful?
I think what you're seeing probably and definitely in my fairly short time here with the Padres over the last several years is I think you're seeing the quality of play at the major league level is incredibly high. I think we've always kind of heard about the various leaps between levels in the minor leagues, A ball to low A to high A, high A to double A, et cetera. But ultimately, like, I think the gap between the minor leagues and the major leagues is probably as wide as it has been. So it can be a little tough to simulate some of the competition that they are going to see on a nightly basis, especially when you're playing some very, very quality clubs at the major league level. You look for opportunities throughout the players' minor league season. I think something that we always take pride in is, and it kind of goes back to the winning and the development piece. Like, we definitely make sure not to run from competition. Say we have a young left-handed hitter, Josh Naylor is, in AAA in El Paso, and there's a really, really tough left-handed pitcher for the opposing team. Like, that's not a day off for Dale. That's a day when he's going to go out and the expectation is he's going to compete in the box. And because, the level is not necessarily what he is going to see on a consistent basis in the big leagues, we have to embrace those challenges in the minor league, those opportunities we have to better prepare them for when they do get the opportunity in the big leagues.
Sam, we've talked this morning, obviously Yu Darvish is clouded us a little bit watching yesterday's game in the big leagues, but organizationally, Padres all year long, especially on the big league level, have not hit right-handers as well as they've hit left-handers. How big of a deal is that in development and creating that balance? Obviously, it had to be very key to the Franmil Reyes trade to pick up a guy like Taylor Trammell, but what are the discussions that go on when you talk about things like balance against righties and lefties in the organization?
I think our goal is on the minor league level and throughout the organization is develop hitters who are very, very stubborn at the plate and give incredibly competitive at bats. I think we're trying to build approaches and swings that handle, stuff from both sides of the plate. I think when we start graduating hitters who control the strike zone and are really, really tough ABs, and have a swing that is built to handle, quality arms from both sides, I think that's when, we'll start seeing, even more and more competitive at bats at the major league level. But, at the minor league level and throughout the organization, it's a huge focus for us is developing a total hitter that is not, that is split proof, so to speak.
You talked about the guys who are going to be going to Instructs, fall league, winter ball. And I know most of those are minor leaguers. Occasionally you guys send big leaguers. I don't know how much in the discussions you've had yet, but I'm guessing Fernando Tatis Jr., if he's healthy, he's going to want to play for dad again in the Dominican Republic. What are the pros and cons of that? He didn't get a full season because of injuries. At the same time, the last thing you want to see is one of your star players get hurt playing for a team that's not the Padres.
Yeah, it's definitely a, separate from Fernando, or, it's really a case-by-case basis when we talk about you know, when we're planning these off season. As I said, it's a part of that discussion that has already taken place. You know, not again, not specific to Junior, but to kind of all of our players, kind of examining their load. And you know, I kind of would bucket players in winter ball and kind of the prospect of playing, you know, in an environment, whether it be the DR, Mexico, you know, Venezuela. You know, obviously an option in the past, probably not an option this year. We've sent players down to Australia. I think it's a you really kind of look at, you know, is it a player who potentially missed some time and is needs innings, needs at bats? Is it a player that could benefit from, you know, seeing perhaps a little more advanced competition? Is it a player who could benefit off field from, you know, maybe going out of his comfort zone a little, you know, kind of experiencing a different country? You know, there's a lot of different reasons why a player would we would choose to send them down there, and I think you kind of have to weigh them individually. You know, as you decide kind of how they're going to spend their off season.
Did your top two pitching prospects, Mackenzie Gore and Luis Patino, check all the boxes you wanted them to check in their development this season?
Absolutely. I think I had a chance to you know, both of those players you know, are with that Amarillo club. You know, more as fans and good teammates. They're, you know, very pleased with where their season took them. I had a chance to sit down and kind of reflect on the year with both of those kids the other night. We were watching the AA game. But, yeah, I think, you know, from McKenzie's perspective, you know, I think starting with from a health perspective, I think we had every confidence that when he took the baseball and he was feeling good, he was going to, you know, perhaps not dominate to the extent that he did. I think he was named the MLB Pipeline Pitcher of the Year. But he showcased everything pretty much on it, you know, on a weekly basis that makes him so highly thought of by us and by people in the industry. Lease as well. You know, I think we saw big strides with the development of the secondary stuff and just, you know, his overall command. And definitely, you know, we got to a point with those guys where we both felt like they had, to use your words, it checked all the boxes, and you know, I think that it was time to start preparing for 2020 with both of them.
We're talking to Sam Gainey, Padres Senior Director of Player Development here on Ben and Woods this morning, and Chris Paddock has been a guy that just has been incredible to watch this year. We were kind of debating it on the show earlier in the week. I mean, you know, look, if they said they wanted to shut him down, I wouldn't be mad. If they said that they wanted to give him one more start against, you know, a team fighting for a playoff spot in Milwaukee, I wouldn't complain about that either. I probably can't reveal your plan, but, you know, what is the thought process there? He ended definitely on a high note if it is over.
Yeah, I think I would probably defer to Andy and AJ on that one. And,
you got to, hey, whatever. You got to ask, you know, but
Of course.
When you look at him, and I know he's coming off the injury, but the guy seems to put in massive amounts of work on his craft, and I don't know. I mean, it's like I said, if they said, hey, we're shutting him down, I'd say, okay, makes sense. If they said, hey, we're going to give him 90 more pitches on the season, I'd also say, yeah, that makes sense as well. So,
I think you described it. I think as we talked, whether it's talking about winter ball with some of our young players or kind of, you know, a decision to – you know, we have a lot of examples of those kind of decisions, you know, throughout the minor league season. Does, you know, do we want to, you know, a couple more starts for this kid? You know, kind of when is the opportunity, when is the timing right? And there's honestly like very healthy debate and opinions on both sides. And, yeah, I think you try and get all the appropriate people in the room and kind of collectively make the best decision you can. But, It's a nice problem to have when you have a player like Chris or some of the other minor league players we already talked about that had such strong seasons that you're in a position where you get to have that conversation.
Sam, it's been a pleasure getting a chance to talk to you a couple of times on our Friar Fridays. Enjoy your off season. I know you don't really get much of one player developments totally year round, but hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up again in the spring training. Maybe get a beverage or something in Arizona next year. Thank you so much, man.
Great to hear from you guys, and have a good one.
Thanks so much, Sam.
Sam Gainey on our management report on a Friar Friday with Ben and Woods.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.